is Ted Kennedy. A U.S.-sponsored investigation has found shocking new evidence of abuses of human rights by the Contras in Nicaragua. Does Bob Dole still think they deserve U.S. aid? In a moment, we'll find out on Face Off. Bob, last year, a closely divided Congress voted by a narrow margin to provide U.S. military aid to the Contras in Nicaragua. As a condition of the aid, we required the administration to investigate the widespread allegation of human rights abuses by the Contras. Now, the first results in the investigation have been released, and they confirm many of the worst allegations. The Contras have executed prisoners, murdered Baptist and Catholic relief workers, burned clinics, abducted scores of civilians, and terrorized whole communities. It's a scandal that U.S. dollars are subsidizing atrocities like that, Bob. Support for the Contras has only solidified the Sandinista regime. Admit it, Bob. The Contras don't deserve a dime in U.S. aid. And if President Reagan asked for more, Congress should say no.
Ted, the Speaker of the House and President Reagan, the presidents of five Central American countries, and Bob Dole have all unveiled innovative plans for peace in the region. And you can't stand it. Even the New York Times blew the whistle on you, Ted. When you bombed the Reagan peace plan, the Times bombed you for being a knee-jerk rejecter. As far as the Contras go, the President and I continue to demand that the Contras clean up their act, and their record does continue to improve. The difference between us, Ted, is that I don't draw lines when it comes to human rights abuses, left or right. You put the blinders on when the Marxists in Nicaragua kick the Catholic Church, export terrorism, and cozy up to Gaddafi, Castro, and Gorbachev. This is Senator Bob Dole. A history-making arms control agreement might be just around the corner if Ted Kennedy won't pull the rug out from under the president. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.